Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Trying to get some organization in the studio. So I can't, Sue, I just shared this story with Sue about something that happened the other day, and I'm not quite prepared to share this story on the air, but it was wild. You know, I had Thursday and Friday off, and I get a text message on Friday. It's 1:30. I'm just hanging out in my house. I was getting ready to go hit golf balls, truth be told, and I get a text from someone that I'll just describe as a celebrity that everyone who's listening right now would know. Okay,
right. And, oh, for sure,
yeah, and it just got weird from there, and it was political, and I can't say anything more, but I want to. You know that I want to.
I know
to,
that I just you're dying there too, but
that's a good tease, though. I think at some point I'll be able to share this, but it was like surreal. And this has to do with Trump,
yes.
As you might imagine. Yes. So anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. But I was just coming off the high of sharing the story with Sue, which I feel badly because now I've just told the audience I have this great story and I can't do it. But that's what I do sometimes. I open up my mouth in unexpected ways. One thing that I have not, I was off Thursday, Friday, I did not and have not gotten into, and Sue, you might be a good test case for this. Do you know a whole lot about what Tucker Carlson's doing out there with this Nick Fuentes guy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think it's kind of icky. I don't, I've defended Tucker in the past, and I always thought he was a voice on Fox,
yeah,
where you'd see, different type of conversation. I don't know him personally, but he's dabbling with elements out there on the interwebs that I think are very dangerous, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. And some of this has to do with this, Nick Fuentes, white nationalist guy, Bruce Abramson, who's been a guest on the show many times before. He has written books and a lot of columns. He's got a Substack called American Restoration. He wrote about this, and some of this has to do with Zohan Mamdani and Tucker and Nick Fuentes, and he'll explain it all at the bottom of the hour. And it is quite fascinating. And there's elements of MAGA that are not too comfortable with Tucker right now. And then There's a guy named Kevin Roberts who runs the Heritage Foundation. He comes in and weighs in and defends Tucker Carlson, and that becomes a story in and of itself because insiders at Heritage are breaking bad against Kevin for supporting Tucker. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't, but we'll kind of clear it up when...
Can we just follow ideas rather than the people?
I don't know. That seems too tough for people to do, doesn't it? But
yes.
this is a fascinating one, and it takes a few minutes to, you know, explain. So Bruce will do that at the bottom of the hour. I know we have Josh Kroshauer, who is one of our favorite political insiders, joining us tomorrow afternoon to talk about some of the elections. And we got a lot. We got Virginia, New Jersey tomorrow. Obviously, Mamdani on that front. Paul Morrow back with us, Fox News contributor, retired NYPD inspector. He's the founder of a great newsletter called the OpsDesk.org. Paul, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay, but here we are. We've been talking. Let's focus on New York City first and foremost here. You and I have been talking about Mamdani for a while. I think from the very beginning, it was pretty clear just the way that the you know, the numbers fall down. This is a math equation. I mean, you don't have any doubts at this point this guy's going to win tomorrow, do you?
I have some slight doubts.
Really?
New York sometimes can surprise you, and the turnout is extremely heavy. Now, that could cut both ways, but I can tell you that there is a real groundswell against him here, as people have become greatly apprised of his platform and where he's coming from. Even some of his supporters, I think, in the Democratic Party here are sort of having pause. But on the other hand, the people who are for him are rabidly for him and seem to have bought into his completely unsupported message. And it's very hard to, you know, to counteract something that seems to be based more on faith than facts.
You know, I think my question for Mamdani, this is the question that a lot of people would have if he wins, and again, I would expect him to win. Well, what's he going to do exactly? Because he can't keep these promises. He can't, you know, clamp down on rent control. There's a certain amount of things, like, well, all politicians promise things. We know President Trump's pretty good at that, too. But so what happens to him then? They won't care if he can't actually do what he promises?
I think he's already built in the idea that he is going to blame others. He'll blame people for being obstructionist. He'll blame elements of the city council if, in fact, they do block him, which would be surprising because they're all fellow travelers. I think right now he's got two villains that he's teeing up. One of them would be Kathy Hochul, our governor. If you notice, Hochul endorsed him, and in a pretty embarrassing turnabout, he did not endorse her, and he pointedly avoided doing that.
Yeah.
He wants to keep her in the villain box because when he can't get everything he wants through Albany, as in things like, as you you know, talk about, rent control things, which a lot of that is city-based, but some of it's going to be funding from the state. There's also things like criminal justice reform, taxation. She's already out saying that she is not going to go along with some of his more extreme plans for taxing the rich. He's even made statements about apportioning taxes by the race that is predominant in a particular district. I don't think we've ever seen in this country race-based taxation.
That's interesting.
At least not institutionalized. Yeah. And he has said he's going to tax the white neighborhoods more, and of course that's not going to fly. So he's got that villain teed up, and of course he's always got Donald Trump. And the people who support him are the sort of people in many instances who will happily buy into that because their hatred of Donald Trump is just so chromosomal.
Yeah, it really is. All right, Paul, let's go back to Saturday morning. Your thoughts on this. So there's a story in the New York Times that says that the former president, Barack Obama, has called Mamdani. They talked, I guess, for like 30 minutes. They haven't really given much information. But of course, then the headline is Obama is calling to praise his campaign and offers to be a sounding board. I don't know if that's a endorsement or not. It sounds like an endorsement. But, you know, it's amazing to me that more and more, and this is, Paul, what we weren't really certain of from the beginning when Mamdani won this primary, is what will the national political figures do with this guy? Is this the path that they're going to go down for the future elections? And man, it sort of seems like they are.
It does, and it's not going to work. They are ostracized and borderline irrelevant, which is an amazing thing to say when you consider that Barack Obama was a two-term president. He was very, very popular on the left. He's still spoken of as their Ronald Reagan, despite the fact that we're still living with the depredations of his signature initiative, which was Obamacare. But bottom line is he has made them, along with AOC, the squad, and I'd even include national-level people like Newsom and Pritzker, who have projected themselves onto the national stage and have adopted a lot of the Democratic Socialist platform. This is really the revenge of the Young Turks, and this is where the Democratic Party is going now. I'm not even sure Newsom is cracking enough to the DSA platform to get the nomination. If you asked me right now to bet my pension, I'd go with AOC, because I really do think that the youth vote now is what's going to determine things. The old school Democrats are going to be left on the outside looking in. That's very, very clear. That it's clear just from what happened to Cuomo here in this town. And this will be happening nationally. And they have one of two choices. Either they're going to have to try to devise a third party, which I don't see flying, or they're going to have to get in line. And that's why you see a guy like Obama trying to thread that needle.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be fascinating. I keep talking about Rahm Emanuel because Rahm Emanuel's a guy out there who is seemingly running for president, and he's trying to offer some sanity to the Democrats. And it looks like a guy like that will have no chance because they're not interested in sanity. They're not interested in what Bill Maher's trying to tell them and other, you know, people who are traditional classic liberals and Democrats. They don't like the path that the party's going down with these younger people. But I guess, especially with Obama getting involved, sounds to me like they've admitted defeat.
Yeah, it does. And it's amazing to see a tired and ostracized Barack Obama trying to get his foot in the door here. It must really be unnerving to him to all of a sudden be on the outside looking in. But he is. Now, look, American politics has a way of doing reversals that nobody sees. And very often it's down to a particularly charismatic figure. But we are reaping what the Democrats have sown for years relative to this obsession with identity politics and what has happened in our schools. I blame the schools. We have students coming out now who don't have any appreciation for the traditional historic failures of socialism and communism. It's actually been inculcated in them that this is a viable choice, despite the fact that it has to be the most imbecilic regime that's ever been contemplated and has failed every place that it's been tried, and it has failed in blood. It has failed in the cost of millions of, there's been perhaps no other system that is a common denominator for so much bloodshed in modern times. They don't seem to have been taught this.
No.
And as a result, they come out and seem to be saying, oh, we'll get it right this time. And of course they won't. And of course the reflex in order to defend against that is Donald Trump is the dictator, not our guy. And, you know, of course, history shows that it's communism that leads you in that direction, because to each according to his needs and from each according to his ability sounds great on paper. It's just not human nature.
Yeah. So I'm concerned just because, you know, how the narratives take off with the media, that if we wake up but that sounded very doom and gloom. When we wake up, Paul, on Wednesday morning, you're going to have several Democrat victories. You'll have Mamdani winning. I'm guessing that Spanberger is going to win in Virginia. It doesn't seem like Winsome Sears has closed the gap enough. Although, you know, Glenn Youngkin was behind in the polls when he won 4 years ago. And then you have the New Jersey race. Do you have a feel? I don't even know. Do you live in New York or New Jersey? I should know that.
No, New York.
Okay.
I'm in New York.
Any opinions on that race there? Because that one's kind of tight between Cittarelli and Sherrill.
Yeah, Cittarelli, you know, you got to remember, it was a very, very tight race last time, much tighter than anybody gave it a chance to be. It really is going to come down to the turnout. I know that's an old line in politics, but it really is the truth. Can they get the urban Democrats to turn out and have the messages of the individual candidates? And really, Cittarelli's message, in an interesting way, mirrors Mamdani's affordability message, because Cittarelli's main platform, the thing that really, I think, has resonated, is the taxation issue. New Jersey is heavily, heavily taxed, and I think the people there feel like they don't feel like they get enough for their money. New Jersey is also a much more wealthy state than people realize, but there's a great divide between the wealthy and the urban areas, some of which are some of the most dangerous and downtrodden areas in the country. Trenton is a marginalized city. I've been there to the federal courthouse, and my God, the area around it looks just bombed out. And it's, you know, one of the major cities there. So, you know, you have to look at the fact that if you get the kind of turnout on the right, from people who have a vested interest in the taxation, from the businesses, et cetera, and you peel off just enough of the middle class to go with Cittarelli, he could surprise. And I think of all the races that you're talking about, I think Virginia AG is going to go to the conservatives. Spangenberger doesn't look great. But Cittarelli has a shot to surprise.
If
there
it looks
is a surprise
that way
this year, I'm thinking that's going to be it.
Paul Morrow's back with us. I heard you on Fox talking about, let's talk about political violence and the way that that's ramped up, and we've had several assassination attempts. Look, you're worried, and justifiably so, that we're going to have more of this moving forward. And I don't know, you know, luckily the No Kings rallies turned out relatively peaceful. But I don't know where this takes us, because there is such a strong divide between both of these sides right now. And I don't think you're wrong that, you know, the conditions in this country are ripe for something really, really bad happening.
Really feels that way. And, you know, I name-checked the Secret Service purposely because, according to my sourcing, they may not have really turned that ship around the way they need to. They're very short on agents, and I hear that the training is not what it could be. They got to get – there's still a – look, I hesitate to use the term because it's so loaded, but we do have a deep state. Now, I'm not ascribing that to the Secret Service, but there are a lot of people who are just barnacled into our government who are going to make sure that people who are not up to the task, who are going to politicize in a law enforcement and protecting our leaders, they're going to do that, and they're going to do it for the greater good. Like I said on the air, I always default to the left thinks the right is evil, whereas the right thinks the left is wrong. And that difference justifies anything. And I really, really fear that the DEI nonsense, as opposed to ability and merit, being, you know, the meritocracy that we're supposed to be guiding how we do this stuff. You can't protect against everything, but when you have a highly polarized society, one side of which has decided that the other side is pure evil, and hence the use of the word Nazi all the time by the thought leaders. You know, it's one of the reasons why I think we have a shot in the Virginia AG race, because that guy's rhetoric has been just so off the hook that I think even a lot of the middle is disgusted. But until you get people like Pritzker stopping invoking Hitler relative to Donald Trump and all of the others who continue to do that, and a lot of the nitwittery that we see from a lot of the younger candidates. I talked on the air about this cat Abu Ghazaleh, who is running for the congressional seat in and around Chicago, Cook County, seems to think that the First Amendment justifies her breaking federal law. This is a woman who wants to be a lawmaker and doesn't understand the First Amendment law, which is the foundation of the nation. We're graduating people who can't think, can't write, can't reason. And they are so entitled, they think that all of that doesn't matter.
It's
right has its crazy too. But it's institutionalized now on the left, and we can thank the teachers union.
Look, at you'll have the two of the three biggest, well, I mean, you can include L.A. in this as well, but look, two of the biggest cities in the country, Chicago and New York, will be run by avowed socialists. I mean, that's not even something that we're making up, so we'll have to see where this takes us. But it is, you know, it's kind of frightening moving forward. And what you said is so right about the fact, and I've had some personal experience with this recently with some friends and some people I know, that they don't want to really hear reason, you know, and maybe explanations for why I believe in certain things, because I'm automatically in their minds disqualified because I'm a Nazi, essentially.
Well, of course, that's it. And look, all we need to see where this end points is Europe. Europe has become, by almost any metric, completely irrelevant. They seem now to be trying to rouse themselves because they're realizing that if Donald Trump hadn't given them a kick relative to NATO, we wouldn't be getting anything out of them relative to their own defense. They would still be relying upon us. And I point people to a Wall Street Journal article from about a month ago that ran all the metrics on Europe. California has more international muscle these days and a higher GDP than any nation in Europe.
Yeah.
And even the Germans, they've gone to complete sleep, and they've done it because they have bought into the hyper-left, progressive, socialist nonsense. They've opened their borders. Their countries are not safe. Nobody wants to invest in them. America innovates. China replicates. Europe regulates. That's all they produce is bureaucrats. And as a result, the world's tilting to the Pacific because they have none of those illusions.
Paul Morrow, always great to have you on. Good luck with Election Day tomorrow. It's going to be fascinating as the numbers come in. We'll see how much success these Democrats and Republicans have. And it's always great to have you on. So have a great week.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So there's an interesting story that's developed in the last few days that involves the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL. And there is a player, she's probably going to be a former player now, by the name of Elizabeth Eddy, who wrote a piece in the New York Post, and the headline was, National Women's Soccer League Must Adopt Gender Standards to Keep Growing. And she tells her story. She says, when I joined the National Women's Soccer League 11 years ago, our games were live-streamed to fans on YouTube. Today, our league is halfway through a four-year, $240 million television contract. Our teams are amongst the most valuable franchises in women's sports. Yet, with this remarkable growth comes an urgent challenge. How do we preserve women's rights and competitive fairness while fostering meaningful inclusion? And she writes, I'm proud to have played a small role in our league's transformation from struggling startup to a supercharged celebrity maker. I've been part of winning seven titles, three NWSL championships, three regular season titles, and one International Champions Cup. But I'm concerned that without clarity about who the league is for, it will lose its identity and its momentum. Now, everything that I've told you so far should lead you to the same conclusion. This person is transphobic, Sue, because she's actually making the case, and she says recent controversies across women's sports from swimming to track and field have highlighted professional soccer lacks clear eligibility policies, unlike a growing number of other competitions. So she goes on and she makes some, you know, proposals. Right. She says that there should be some testing, for example, and, you know, goes into some of the research that you and I have talked about from, you know, the start of this controversy when you and I started working together. One thing she says is that one option is all players must be born with ovaries, as the FA requires. Another option is an SRY gene test like those World Athletics and World Boxing implemented. The SRY genetic marker indicates male developmental pathways during fetal growth, providing objective scientific criteria. So she's kind of buttoned up here on right. the testing and what she thinks is, you know, some good answers here. She says, I know from experience the NWSL is more than just a sports league. For many, dreams are coming true in real life, dreams that were impossible before my generation. And she says, I understand that for many athletes and fans, seeing intersex and transgender athletes compete and dominate on sports' biggest stages also realizes a dream. How can we make an open arena reality for small and tragically marginalized minorities with nowhere else that may feel safe and inclusive to compete? That's where it kind of gets tough, right? And she says, well, maybe you have an open division within the NWSL. I think some of these things are just ridiculous, right? Small-sided opportunities like the soccer tournament and the World 7 football pathways to stay in the game and free counseling. She says, I don't have all the answers, but I know we're in this together. I can simplify it for you. A man with a penis or with you know, no ovaries should not compete in women's soccer. Right. Now, what we've said for a while, Jen Say is going to join us tomorrow night from XXXY for a couple of different reasons. And this is one of them, but she also had an ad that she put out for XXXY that some of the platforms were refusing to run. Here's the deal. The captain of the team in Los Angeles, let's see if I can remember what her name is here. Sarah Gordon is her name. So the woman who wrote the piece, Elizabeth Eddy, is on the team and the star, one of the stars. But Sarah Gordon, who is the captain, didn't like that column, Sue. And then so she says this.
We don't agree with the things written for a plethora of reasons, but mostly the undertones come across as transphobic and racist as well. The article calls for genetic testing on certain players, and it has a photo of an African player as a headline, and that's very harmful. And to me, it's inherently racist because to single out this community based on them looking or being different is absolutely a problem. And as a mixed woman with a black family, I'm devastated by the undertones of this article.
Okay, so let me explain that part of it, because there's a couple of different parts of it. The main part, should men be allowed to compete against women? Sarah doesn't want to talk about that, though. But what happened is the New York Post puts this article up, right? And they put a picture. There is no current, we are under the impression that there is no current trans player in the National Women's Soccer League, all right? Just to know that. But when the New York Post wrote the piece, not wrote the piece, but printed the piece by Elizabeth Eddy, you know, the star who's been in the league for 11 years, they put a picture in, and the caption says, Orlando Pride forward Barbara Banda has faced harassment from spectators over past gender eligibility issues. And they don't get real specific about what those were, but they put the picture in there. So she's saying that's racist because you have a black player that's, you know, captioned with that topic. What I'd say is if they put two white players in there, someone would be complaining that they didn't put a black player in because it wasn't representative of the league. But here we are again. And this is what's confusing to me. And Jen might have something to say about this tomorrow. We're back in a major women's sports arena where you would think that the women would want to maintain control of women playing that sport. And apparently in Los Angeles on a professional soccer team, they are not interested in that.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's dig into the Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, I guess we'll say Kevin Roberts story for those people who are not familiar. You know, I don't talk about Nick Fuentes a lot, if ever, because I think he's a disgusting human being. But there is this this deal that's happening kind of behind the scenes, and some of this erupted last week when I was off on Thursday and Friday with the Heritage Foundation. You know, we have lots of friends over there, and there are guests in many situations. Kevin Roberts is the guy who runs the Heritage Foundation, and he has kind of gone rogue a little bit defending Tucker Carlson's decision to talk and interview Nick Fuentes. And Bruce Abramson, who's a longtime friend of this show, has written about this, and hopefully he can unwind some of this because it's quite the story. He is the admissions director at the New College of Florida. His latest book is called American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. Hey, Bruce, how are you? Welcome back. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Great. Thank you very much, Mark. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So I gave a little of the backstory here. If you'd like to expand on this a little bit, because it's created, obviously there's a lot of components. There's Fuentes and Tucker and what Tucker has sort of become in the post-Fox era, which confuses me. You know, I'll be honest, I didn't dislike him on Fox. I thought he added a unique voice to the conversation, but some of the things that he's done in the aftermath of leaving have mystified me, and this is certainly one of them.
All right. So essentially, you've got, you know, as you said, you've got three people in the story, and they're very different people. Okay, they're very different people. Nick Fuentes is the head of the Groyper Army. He's a really, I mean, he's just a vile person.
Yeah.
And he's basically, you know, this is the beauty of the internet age. Being a truly vile person can be lucrative. He's got a fairly sizable following. He goes around. He picks fights with people. He's picked fights in public with Ben Shapiro. He's picked fights in public with Charlie Kirk. I was particularly harsh on Charlie Kirk and on Turning Point. He is a gay neo-Nazi Hitler and Stalin fan. Proud of it. He's a rabid conspiratorial anti-Semite. And, you know, but he's a charismatic speaker, you know, and that's enough to sell in this era. So he's got a following, not a huge following, but several hundred thousand, mostly angry young men.
Right, right.
That's Fuentes. Now, Tucker Carlson is, of course, a celebrity. He's one of the more important journalists of the past decade, if not the past two decades. Hugely successful on Fox. He's been on his own, what is it, about 2 years now?
I think so. Yeah, that's about right.
And during that period, he has moved into some very, very strange territory. Okay, this is not Fuentes, and it's grown. I mean, it has grown progressively worse over time. And he's always had, as long as he's been on his own, he's had a mix of really good, really important people with whom he does some good work. He has some very good people with whom he inexplicably picked fights. He had a very contentious interview with Ted Cruz over this past summer. And he's had some you know, very strange people. First of all, some of them are strange just from the perspective of being a conservative. He likes interviewing Jeffrey Sachs, who was really kind of a big, you know, 1990-style globalist, right? You know, if you've got an audience, a conservative audience that really doesn't like the globalist, you know, Bretton Woods organization, World Economic Forum, having Jeffrey Sachs as one of your constant guests is fairly strange. But, you know, he's a big name in a respectable world. But he's also had a stream of rabid anti-Israel and rapidly anti-Semitic guests, you know, coming in one after the other. He had a preacher who's got a Lutheran church in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, of course, is under the administration of the Palestinian Authority, and he keeps his church open only because he works very closely with Mahmoud Abbas. It's also kind of a strange choice, because if you know anything about Middle Eastern Christianity, there aren't a lot of Lutherans. In fact, there aren't a lot of Protestants out there.
As a Lutheran, I'm aware of this. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Middle Eastern Christianity is various forms of Eastern Orthodoxy. There's a decent Catholic presence, and there are a lot of pre-Roman sects that are still out there. For example, the Syriac Church and the Armenians. So bringing in a Lutheran pastor is sort of a strange choice. But they spent the whole time bashing Israel without once mentioning that he doesn't interact with the Israeli government. He interacts entirely with the Palestinian Authority, which has pretty much pushed the Christians out of Bethlehem.
Yeah, some of this is so baffling. So anyway, I just want to make sure we don't run out of time here, Bruce. So anyway, you got those two. You got Nick Fuentes going on with Tucker Carlson, and then introduce the Kevin Roberts aspect of this.
Okay, wait. Hang on. So here's where it comes in. Last week, Tucker had Nick Fuentes on,
right?
And he basically gave him a puff piece softball interview, let him spew his anti-Semitism, and then Tucker talked about how more than anything he hates Christian Zionists. Okay, so he just rails about how much Christian Zionists are horrible people, and he hates them, and he doesn't know what they're thinking, and they're theologically flawed, and they're worse than anybody. Now, immediately after this interview, there has been pressure. There has been notable pressure. First came out the story about Turning Point, then about Heritage, that they distanced themselves from Tucker Carlson because he really has gone off the reservation. He was also, by the way, he was hugely anti-Trump. He talked about how Trump blowing up Iran's nuclear facilities would cause World War III, hundreds of thousands of American casualties. So far, so good.
Yeah, that's why I said at the beginning here, I'm mystified by some of the things that he's done. I really am.
There's been pressure on various respectable organizations to distance themselves from him. And really what he did, if you watched his speech at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, it was an embarrassment. I mean, everybody else talked about Charlie Kirk. Tucker turned it into his own agenda. And that was, you know, that alone should have been grounds for no longer associating him. In any event, apropos of I don't know what, perhaps some internal pressure, Kevin Roberts, the head of Heritage, made what looked like a hostage video last week, where he says, you know, we've been pressured to break ties with Tucker Carlson. We're not going to. You got to bring these people in from the dark to engage them. Conflated rabid conspiratorial anti-Semitism with criticism of Israeli government policy.
Hey, hang on, Bruce, because let me play some of the audio here. Okay, so this is Kevin.
We will always defend America, and we will always defend our friends against the slander of bad actors who serve someone else's agenda. That includes Tucker Carlson, who remains, and as I have said before, always will be a close friend of the Heritage Foundation. The venomous coalition attacking him are sowing division. Their attempt to cancel him will fail. Most importantly, the American people expect us to be focusing on our political adversaries on the left, not attacking our friends on the right.
Okay, so that goes on for a while, and he makes other points, obviously. But then this has also created a rift inside Heritage, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, nobody told him to do that, right? Nobody was talking about Kevin Roberts and Heritage in the context of this story. We were talking about Tucker Carlson. We were talking about Tucker Carlson and Turning Point. Why he decided to stick Heritage in the middle of this fight is kind of baffling. And why he took the wrong side. I mean, he's got a lot of people who are very upset. Heritage has been doing great work combating anti-Semitism. One of the leading consultants they had on that project resigned, saying, I can't deal with this anymore. Heritage notoriously keeps its people strictly on message. There have been people speaking out. I don't think that's happened before for Heritage. He has apparently already reassigned his chief of staff, who you wrote the script and told them to do the video to look at housing issues.
And he did come back, and then he sort of addressed the Fuentes, you know, Holocaust denial, all this other crap. That's the thing. How could you in any way, I guess Tucker's probably a friend, right? He's a friend. He's a personal friend. You want to defend Tucker. You can't defend Nick Fuentes. Sorry. You can't do it. And he finally even realized that, and he goes on and tries to make up for it, but not as much as certainly in most people's minds didn't go far enough here, because he's not making a, you know, he's not severing the relationship, if you will, with Heritage.
Well, yeah, the real problem here is not Fuentes. Fuentes is a known problem. He's been a problem for a long time. And guys like that are always a problem, but they're small. The real problem is Tucker Carlson, because what Tucker is doing is he's mainstreaming some truly horrendous people. Okay? Nick Fuentes is a gadfly in the background. Tucker Carlson stuck him into the mainstream. And instead of the respectable organizations like Turning Point and Heritage saying, look, if Tucker wants to give puff pieces to neo-Nazis and not challenge people who sit on his show and say, oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Stalin, too, you know, then that's a choice that he's made. But we can't have anything to do with him. And we can acknowledge the fun work he's done over the years, and we can go out for a beer with him because we still like the guy. But he's toxic.
Yeah.
And he's gone out of his way to mainstream people. I know people who know all these folks personally. I don't. I've never met either Tucker Carlson or Kevin Roberts. I used to like Tucker's work. But at the end of the day, you know, whatever his issue is, he has taken it upon himself to bring some very, very toxic ideologies into the mainstream of conservatism where they don't belong. And people, you know, Professor Robert George is on the board of Heritage, wrote a wonderful piece about it. And I mean, you know, essentially, look, for any conservative spokesman to talk about how much he hates Christian Zionists, I mean, how is that good for the movement?
It's not. And that's my main concern. There are things that are happening, and I don't understand what the hell he's doing, but it gives the left easy lanes to say, look, these guys are playing footsie with people like Nick Fuentes. So that's why I think it's disgusting. I mean, most of the stuff that I've heard that Nick Fuentes said is just crazy. It shouldn't be given any attention. But like you said, he's elevating him. I don't know what's going on in Tucker's mind, but I do think it's interesting, you know, that Kevin decided to back him up. Now there's pressure on him to resign from Heritage, right?
Well, I mean, you know,
maybe not.
It really wasn't a good look. It wasn't a good look for the organization. Okay. There is absolutely nobody inside Heritage who could possibly think that Kevin Roberts has elevated the organization over the past week.
I would agree with that, Bruce. I got to go, though. Get to a break. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. See
you.
Well, tomorrow, needless to say, is going to be a very interesting day in New York City. And unless there's some sort of miracle, this Zohran Mamdani is going to win the mayoral race. And then we'll see what happens to Manhattan and the rest of the boroughs, because I'm in the camp that says, burn it down. Let's see what this guy is going to do. It's embarrassing. There are some people that still care about New York City, and that will be featured in my audio cut of the day.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
So I think you know who comedian Michael Rapaport is.
I do.
He's Jewish. He's very outspoken. He's on the Howard Stern show a lot. I've had him on my show. He's come through town to do comedy. But he's been extremely upset with the anti-Semitism that's going on and the safety issues in New York City. So hopefully Ethan got all the F-bombs out of this. But he's on a podcaster. This might have been on his Instagram, talking about how he doesn't feel safe. His wife doesn't feel safe. Sounds a little like downtown St. Louis.
I want people to feel safe in New York City. You know, I want my wife to feel safe. My wife is a tough broad. She doesn't feel safe in Midtown Manhattan during the day.
Really?
Yeah. And my wife...
Really?
She's
like,
not...
You're like going out for lunch?
I'm not saying she's like shaking in her boots, but my wife in the last 2 or 3 years has been groped in Times Square, has had a fucking shoe thrown at her, has been called the N-word, and got proposed to on the train by a homeless person, all between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Okay. So that's on, and I apologize, that's on Bill Maher's podcast. It's not on his show. But that's just the start of some of the stories that he was talking about. And I've heard this from people who have visited New York, and it's such a great place. I haven't been back to Manhattan in a while. But there's a lot on the line tomorrow, and New Yorkers are going to make the wrong choice. And they're going to pay for it,
yeah,
economically and otherwise. Oh, yeah. And I don't see, I guess these younger people, and look, Republicans have to be careful too, because affordability is an issue. And that's what he's tapped into. People can't afford to live.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.